Today we started Maseches Beis, so today's daf was daf Beis of Maseches Beis. So the first Mishnah tells us three different machlokas in between Beisham and Beis Hillel, that the only thing they all have in common is that they're all about Hilchos Yantif, and in every single one of these machlokas, Beis Shammai is more makel than Beis Hillel is. The first one is about an egg that's laid in Yantif, where Beis Shammai holds you're allowed to eat it, Beis Hillel holds you're not allowed to eat it. The second one is in the shear of Sa'or and Chametz on Pesach. How much of it do you violate Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzei for? Where Beis Shammai holds the Sa'or is because Zayis and Chametz is because Seves, and Beis Hillel says no, both of them are because Zayis. Even Chametz is because Zayis, so Beis Hillel is more machmir than Beis Shammai. A smaller amount is a violation of Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzei. And the third one is if you shecht a chayev ofan yantiv, you need to do kisei adam. So Beis Shammai says dig in and do kisei adam. Beis Hillel says no, you're not allowed to shecht unless you already have ofer muchan, unless you already have dirt set aside that you could then use to cover up the dam. So the Gemara says, okay, let's go to this first machlokas about a Beit HaShanol de B'yomtov. What is the Nekudas HaMachlokas? What exactly are they arguing about? So the Gemara is going to have four suggestions of what they argue about. But the problem is, if we're talking about a chicken that's meant to be eaten, then why would anyone be machmir? It's just food. The whole thing is food. The egg is food. The chicken is food. So it should be like cutting off a piece of your steak. It should be totally mutter. And if we're talking about a Tarnagolas HaMedes L'Gadol Beitim, it's not meant to be eaten, then why would anyone be makil? It's nolad. It's something that's brand new in the world that's completely nolad. So why would anyone be makel? So the first approach is Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says we're dealing with the Tarnagolas HaMedes L'Gadol Beitim. It's supposed to lay eggs for you. That's what this chicken is here for. It's not here for food. So why is it that Beis Shammai is makel? He's makel because Beis Shammai holds like the more lenient opinion about mutza, which also is the more lenient opinion about nolad, meaning that it mandel less le mutza, less le nolad. If you don't hold of muktzah in general, then you're also not going to hold of nolad, and that's the sheet of Beis Shammai, like Rabbi Shimon's sheet who doesn't hold of muktzah. Beis Hillel holds of muktzah, so Beis Hillel holds of obviously Kal V'chomer, he would hold of nolad as well. So the Gemara raises the question, does Rav Nachman really hold that way? That Beis Shammai goes like Rabbi Yehuda and Beis Hillel is like Rabbi Shimon? Elsewhere, when it comes to Shabbos, there's a Mishnah about Shabbos, it says that you're allowed to cut up a nevela lefnei haklavim, and Beis Hillel is going like Rabbi Shimon over there, that you're allowed to cut up a nevela even though it's muktzah on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, yeah, when Rabbi Danasi was writing the Mishnayos, he made a stam Mishnah on Yontif to sound like to sound more machmir, to sound like Rabbi Yehuda, and a stam Mishnah in Shabbos to sound like Rabbi Shimon to be more lenient. Why? Because Shabbos people inherently take more seriously than they take Yontif. So we are allowed to be a little more lenient on Shabbos and Hilchos Muktzah because we're not so worried that people are going to be mezalzel in Shabbos. But when it comes to Yontif, we're very worried that people are going to be mezalzel in Yontif, so we have to be a little bit more machmir in the dinim of Muktzah on Yontif. So that was from Nachman approach to understanding the machlokas. So, frek the Gemara, well, wait a second. If the whole case was a tarnagolas that's omedes l'gadol beitzim, and the issue is one of muktza, so instead of arguing about the egg that comes from the tarnagolas, you should argue about the tarnagolas itself. Can you eat the tarnagolas or not? That should have been the machlokas. So the Gemara says, no, we wanted to emphasize that Beis Shammai would even be makel about the egg, which is nolad, even that Beis Shammai would be makel about that. So the Gemara says, yeah, but you could have told me the machlokas about both the egg and the tarnagolas, and you don't have to worry about koch datera. Tell me koch datera and koch disura. Tell me about both of them. So the Gemara's second approach is Rabba's approach, that the machlokas is about a tarnagolas that's a medes la'achila, that's meant to be eaten. Why would anyone be machmir? Why is Beis Hillel machmir over here? Because we're talking about a Yom Tov that falls out on Sunday. And the issue is one of Hachana, that if the Beitza was nolad on Yontif, then you know that it was Muchan on Shabbos, that it was prepared to come out on Shabbos. And the Pasuk says, V'haya b'yom ha-shishi v'yachinu as-asher yaviyu, that you can only have Hachana from a weekday to Shabbos, from a weekday to Yontif, but not from Yontif to Shabbos, and not from Shabbos to Yontif. And we make a gezeira that even if it's a Yontif that's not immediately preceded by Shabbos, that's included as well, that that's asher as well. Then the third approach, at the very end of the daf, Rav Yosef says gzeira mishum peros hanoshrin, that the reason that the beitza in the tarnagolas is it's a medes la'achila, like we said, Beis Hillel asers because of peros hanoshrin in ilam b'shabbos, that we assume it's going to be like fruits that come off of a tree on Shabbos. So that's the concern. Then we're going to have a Bez Hashem, a fourth shita in tomorrow's daf.